Yeah, it's somewhere, I don't know where. Now, some people think that, you know, being real smart and on top of things, successful, big player, that's what it's about, and it's all about power, strength, and money. If you're good at those things, you are really someone. A big player. Not just one of those mediocre, small people. And it seems to me that that's where it stands today, that's from there the world is being ruled. But that's a mistake. You know, in old India, well, still, to some extent, they had this view on human society as a body, metaphorically. The workers being the legs upholding the social body with their hard work. Farmers and business people as a stomach. Feeding and nourishing the social body. And the power people. The arms. Managing, protecting. But the head, the brain, is the most important, they tell us. From those ancient scriptures of wisdom and knowledge that upheld entire long-lived and rather harmonious, as far as it seems, civilizations there in the East. Now, who is the brain of the society today? And where do they come into play in this big game? Well, of course, we have the intellectuals. In the old days in India, they were called the Brahmanas. Which really referred to those who knew, who knows Brahman, who knows the essence, the reality, what this whole world is and what we are and what's going on and how to live successfully and happily here and how the leaders can lead to help people live like that, safely, happily, healthy. And how all the money makers can make their money fairly, honestly, without destroying nature. While doing so. And that's what they say, it's all depending on intelligence and knowledge and actual wisdom, deep knowledge. But where are those big brains today? Well, some are occupied with their academic careers. Positions and good salaries to some. Working for those power and profit people in their labs, in their industries, including the military industry. And of course, those who are ruling big suits, they think these intellectuals are they are just funny. And they are many wasting their intellects and their time on sometimes useless research. Sending rockets into space. Ooh. Writing their mathematical formulas. Arguing, writing papers, research. Well, and I'd say as long as they are in the clutches of the materialistic philosophy that they have sworn themselves to and been brainwashed into, really. They are not able to guide our society. They are simply and only servants of Mammon, like everyone else. So to all the power and profit people up there in your big, beautiful chambers, you're not very smart. I think you know it. What are you doing? Playing chess with the world. Collecting the gold coins in your big safe there. And to all the big brains, I say, listen. Your lives should be dedicated to truth, to real knowledge, to wisdom. And the first thing you need to learn is that your satisfaction, your fulfillment, your happiness comes from within, where you live in real knowledge. And you can then become free, independent, strong, by not needing to serve those masters that you're serving now. That freedom to do what you want, to say what you want, to teach that which is the truth, no matter what the power players say. That is your real opulence, your glory. And use these fantastic media that had just developed out of some, I don't know what, collective mind of humanity needing knowledge and sharing. We need to do something. And we first of all need to spread real knowledge. So here it's all here, served. Now what you're gonna do?